How this summer's heat and drought impacted crops in Europe, in six charts. Farmers around Europe are dealing with the aftermath of a summer of extreme heat, drought, and wildfires that were exacerbated by climate change. Human-caused climate change is increasing the severity and likelihood of many extreme weather events around the world, which is increasing volatility for food producers. This summer resulted in, for example, shrunken potatoes in the Netherlands, reduced carrot harvests in France, dried-up rice fields in Italy, and scorched olive groves in parts of the Mediterranean region. Global food prices are currently at their highest level since early 2023 due to heat waves and energy price dynamics, according to the UN Food and Agriculture Organization. Other factors such as blocked fertilizer supplies in the Strait of Hormuz and high fuel costs have also played a role in this year's agricultural outputs. In the six charts below, Carbon Brief provides a snapshot of the impact this summer's extremes are considered to have had on crop production and yields across Europe. 1. Most EU countries expect to see declines in cereal production this year. 2. Most countries are recording reduced crop yields. 3. Around 2 billion worth of cereal losses after June heatwave. 4. UK yields of wheat, barley, and oats are all due to drop in 2026. 5. Maize production in France is due to hit a four-decade low. 1. Most EU countries expect to see declines in cereal production this year. France, in particular, will see heavy losses in the amount of cereals, such as wheat, barley, and oats, it produces this year, according to European Commission data. French cereal production is expected to drop by almost 8 megatons, MT, in 2026, compared to 2025. The chart above shows that most European countries, aside from Bulgaria, will also see production losses this year. Germany is due to see the second largest losses in production, dropping by almost 4 MT compared to 2025. Prof. Till Fake, a cropping systems expert at the Julius Kühn Institute, says many areas in Germany and Austria, as with other parts of Europe, have been hit hard by a long-lasting dry period in combination with record-high heat waves. This has resulted in dry grassland for animals and lower yields of maize, which is a key fodder crop for livestock. He tells Carbon Brief, "In the long run, farming must adapt better to more extreme weather conditions, not only heat and drought, but also prolonged wet periods. So, there is no one-fits-all solution for climate change adaptation." 2. Most countries are recording reduced crop yields. Heat and a lack of water have substantially worsened crop expectations this summer in Western and most of Central Europe, according to a recent bulletin from the EU Joint Research Center. Yields are expected to be significantly reduced, with local crop failures likely in areas such as France, southern Germany, northern and central Italy, and Hungary, it added. The chart below shows that yields of cereal grains, which, here, refers to the tons of a grain grown per hectare of land, are expected to fall in most EU countries in 2026. Slovakia, Austria, and Hungary are expected to see the largest declines in cereal yields, reducing by more than 1 ton per hectare in 2026 compared to 2025. The recent EU bulletin noted that irrigated crops performed well in Portugal this summer, the country with the largest yield increases. Other crops relying on rainfall showed growing signs of heat stress, it added. 3. Around 2 billion worth of cereal losses after June heatwave. The record heatwave that hit many parts of Europe in June contributed to an estimated 2-2.3 billion in cumulative grain production losses, as shown in the chart below. The intense June heat in Western Europe would have been virtually impossible just 50 years ago, according to a rapid climate attribution study. It was the region's hottest June on record. The Energy and AMP, Climate Intelligence Unit, ECIU, think tank analyzed June and July 2026 grain forecasts from COSRL, a European Grain Traders Association. ECIU estimated lost supply by multiplying the change in tons of grains between these 2 months by prices for harvest delivery in 28 European countries. Major grain producers France, Germany, Hungary, and Spain accounted for 86% of the lost revenue, according to the ECIU. Extreme heat is also expected to have a wider economic impact across the continent. Analysis from Triodos Bank found that this summer's extreme weather could reduce the EU's gross domestic product, GDP, by around 1% this year, or around 180 billion. Four UK yields of wheat, barley, and oats are all due to drop in 2026. If current trends continue, the average yields for cereals and oilseeds will result in the UK's worst harvest since detailed records began in 1984, according to ECIU. Barley yields could fall by 15%, oats by 14%, and wheat yields by 6% year-on-year, according to 2026 harvest surveys from the Agriculture and Horticulture Development Board, a non-departmental public body that provides agricultural data to the UK government. ECIU said that, even if the situation improves, this year is still expected to be one of the five worst harvests on record. This means that four of the five worst harvests in the UK have occurred in the past decade. Consumers will likely see higher prices and/or smaller vegetables in supermarkets as a result, Tim O'Malley, chairman of UK company Nationwide Produce, told BBC News in August. Other crops, such as berries, have grown successfully in the extreme heat. But The Guardian noted fears this could dip later this year as plants become exhausted from heavy cropping during the heat wave. Five maize production in France is due to hit a four-decade low. France has been acutely affected by this summer's extreme weather, with more than 7,300 excess deaths during heat waves and a record number of weather stations recording temperatures of above 40 C. The country is the EU's largest agricultural producer. But heat, drought, and wildfires have affected many crops. The chart below shows that maize production is set to drop by more than one-third, 35%, year-on-year. This could result in France's lowest maize production since 1980, according to data from Agrest, the country's agriculture ministry's statistics service. Due to the heat, record early grape harvests have also been recorded in various parts of the nation since mid-July, reported Le Monde. In some cases, this means smaller, less juicy grapes, which will yield less wine, explained the newspaper. 6. Declines in EU grains since 2025. Overall in the EU, data and projections indicate declines in the output of cereal grains this year. Cereal production is set to fall by 9% compared to 2025, according to the European Commission. Just one year in the past decade, 2024, recorded lower production levels. Maize production is set to be particularly affected, with projections indicating a 13% drop to 52 MT, the lowest level in the EU since 2007.